Teachers across the state are setting up their classrooms for the start of the school year. Many are stocking up on school supplies that kids often show up without. As Jess Clark reports, the cost of those supplies comes right out of teachers' pockets.
Guilford County second grade teacher Nicole Batts Elder is trying to save money. That's why she's here at the Guilford County Teacher Supply Warehouse. Supported by the Guilford Education Alliance, the shop lets teachers come four times a school year to pick out donated school supplies that teachers often spend their own money on. How much does Batts Elder spend?
Out of my own pocket? I don't know, roughly, what are you saying?
She looks across the shop at her husband, Tashane Batts Elder.
Usually around like $500-$600 in a year.
And that's not unusual. Recent national surveys have shown teachers spend an average of $500 to almost $1,000 a year out of their own pockets to stock their classrooms.
I try to do better year to year where I'm not spending so much, but it never works out. Anything from baskets to border to notebooks to pencils to tissue to pencil sharpeners. I mean, just little things, even shoestrings that we keep, like if you lose shoestrings out of your shoes and you don't have shoestrings.
A lot of these are supplies schools run out of or things that students are supposed to bring but show up without. Batts Elder works at Cone Elementary, a Title I school where the majority of her kids come from low-income households.
Our kids come with what they can bring. And is it everything? No. Is it the majority of stuff? No, but we make it work.
To make it work, since the recession, teachers and schools have had to dig deep. Not only are families less able to afford classroom supplies on their own, but North Carolina schools are less likely to have the funding they need for classroom materials. In 2011, state lawmakers cut funding for school supplies in half, from about $60 per student to $30. Next year, classrooms will see about $40 per student. Sherry Schleser is principal at Kingswood Elementary in Wake County. She says when state funding went down, school expenses didn't go away.
So instead of just being able to take care of everything ourselves, we've had to seek help from the outside.
By the outside, Schleser means donors. Foundations, PTAs, individuals, churches, corporations. Those organizations are covering a lot of her school's expenses for basic classroom supplies. Even so, Schleser says teachers are still spending out of pocket, especially as hands-on projects become a standard part of the 21st century curriculum.
Children learn best when they have their hands deep in their learning. They're physically involved in developing concepts. And without those extra supplies that the teachers are buying, and sometimes it's straws or cups or string,
or styrofoam or rocks or even 2x4s. Some North Carolina teachers have been able to fund classroom projects through crowdfunding websites like Donors Choose. But Schleser says finding classroom funding shouldn't be on the backs of teachers. It should be on the state. At the Teacher Supply Warehouse, Batts Elder says she's grateful the Guilford Education Alliance has picked up some of the slack.
Does that mean I won't have to go out and spend money? No, I already have, and I'm probably not done. I haven't gone back and started setting up my room yet, so it's just, I'm sure that I will.
After all, soon her classroom will be full of second graders. Some will come with sparkly pencil cases and Pokemon erasers. Others might not even have shoelaces. But it's up to Batts Elder to make sure that by next August, all of them are ready for third grade. Jess Clark, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.